What happens if your pet gets out and runs away? It could be a case of nature calling in the form of a local bitch in heat, or maybe it was spooked by Peter the meter reader doing his monthly check on your natural gas consumption. In any case, what to do when Fido or Fifi flee? First, wait at least an hour and then check with your neighbors. Often a good neighbor will recognize a local dog or cat roaming unescorted and hold them until you come calling. It's okay to enlist the support of your neighbors by asking them to help you do a foot search, calling out your pet's name, or squeezing its favorite noisy toy. Send the kids on the block out on their bikes, post flyers with a photo and a reward. The next step is to call the local animal control, ASPCA, or rescue services. Some people call a rescue service, which acts much like a municipal dog pound. They come out and retrieve hiding animals and bring them someplace safe until the owner finds them. They may list them on their websites or make other efforts to find the owners. It's important to actually go to the local shelters. Your pet's description may not be enough to make a positive ID on the phone, so bring a photo ID with you. Animal shelters hold their charges for a limited time, so check on a regular basis. If all else fails, it's time to call in an expert. Find your very own Ace Ventura. Pet detectives can be located through a web search or your phone book. They will post flyers for you, place ads on the net and local papers. They'll deal with the reward or ransom as needed. It was a pet detective that found Paris Hilton's Tinkerbell, and I'm sure he got more than a room with a view for it. Once you've located your pet, take him or her to the vet. Make sure they're healthy and hydrated. Be sure to get new name tags and collars. This would be a good time to consider an ID chip. To prevent further escapes, make sure your fence and gates are secure at all times. And that's your 2-minute pet tip from the wildlife.